Do we have anybody currently acting as a net control operator? KV9NBD. I take a lack of responses, no. I'm going to relay this message out. This is from the National Weather Service in Chicago. This issued a special weather statement for our area. A few scattered thunderstorms have developed and will continue to develop across north central Illinois. These thunderstorms may become severe as the afternoon progresses. However, in the next hour or so, the main threat is expected to be small hail, gusty sub-severe winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, along with heavy rain and frequent clouded ground lightning. These storms are being monitored closely for an additional thunderstorm an additional thunderstorm development in the area is expected. I've been watching radar. There is a couple of heavier cells moving into, pretty much already in Winnebago County. One of the VIL images from the radar does indicate that there is some hail developing in the storm. So if there's any reports of that, that'd be great. I can't really act as a net control operator because I have a three-year-old running around my house. But if somebody reports something, I will make an effort to get it reported to the National Weather Service. KV9NBD. Just so everybody aware, the Village of Winnebago just submitted a report for a pea-sized hail 5 minutes ago. KV9NBD.
KV9CIL, West State Meridian, heavy rain, light hail.
Station with the hail report, can you repeat that?
State and Meridian Road, I'd say moderate to heavy rain and light hail. I haven't been able to see any of the stones yet, but I hear them hitting my car. And my call is Kilo Charlie 9, Tango, India Lima, KC9TIO.
Probably say smaller than pea size then, KB9NBD.
Yes, sir, so far.
Okay, thank you. I will relay it to the National Weather Service. KV9NBD, kind of, sort of, net control, but not really. All stations stand by for a severe thunderstorm warning.
Attention, severe thunderstorm warning. The National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Boone County in north central Illinois, northwestern McHenry County in northeast Illinois, Winnebago County in north central Illinois, until 4 o'clock p.m. At 2:52 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Winnebago and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding and trees. Locations impacted include Rockford, McChesney Park, Loves Park, Rockton, South Beloit, Roscoe, Poplar Grove, and Capron. Other locations affected Rock Cut State Park, Rock Valley College, Rockford River Hawks Baseball, Rockford Speedway. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
WX9NCS repeater.
Okay. All stations stand by.
Sky worn condition yellow.
This is KV9NBD. I just put the repeater into condition yellow mode. We do have a severe thunderstorm pretty much in the center of the county. Looks like it's heading mostly for the McChesney Park, Loves Park area. It's currently the heaviest portion of the storm is actually just north, right about meridian and 20, which is where we just got a report for the pea-sized hail. It is heading pretty much northeast. And it, like I said, it's pretty much going to go right over Lust Park, McChesney Park area. KV9 NBD, acting net control. If anybody can take an official net control position, that would be great. I have a 3-year-old that is somewhat ambitious around storms.
Sky worn, condition yellow. Good afternoon, 3 o'clock.
This is the WX9 MCS repeater, Roxy.
Sky worn, condition yellow.
KC9SQR. CSU, I can tell you're there, but we really can't make out most of what you...
Attention, severe thunderstorm, watch.
The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 144, effective until 10 p.m. This watch includes the following counties: in Illinois, Boone, Bureau, Cook, DeKalb, DuPage, Grundy, Kane, Kankakee, Kendall, LaSalle, Lake, Lee, Livingston, Marshall, McHenry, Ogle, Stevenson, Will, Winnebago, and Woodford, and the following counties: in Indiana, Lake and Porter, and the following: Lake Michigan from Port Washington to North Point, Lake Wisconsin, 5 nautical miles offshore to mid-lake, Lake Michigan from North Point, Lake to Wind Point, Wisconsin, 5 nautical miles offshore to mid-lake, Lake Michigan from Wind Point, Wisconsin to Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, 5 nautical miles offshore to mid-lake, Winthrop Harbor to Wilmette Harbor, Illinois, Wilmette Harbor to Northerly Island, Illinois, Northerly Island to Calumet Harbor, Illinois, Lake Michigan from Winthrop Harbor to Wilmette Harbor, Illinois, 5 nautical miles offshore to mid-lake, Lake Michigan from Wilmette Harbor, Illinois to Michigan City and 5 nautical miles offshore to mid-lake, and near shore waters from Wind Point to Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, and the following counties: in Wisconsin, Green, Kenosha, Rock, and Walworth. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means that conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information.
WX9MCS repeater.
Go ahead, KV9NBD.
I will be home in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, my walk log is definitely starting to break apart. I've got a video from another person that's in a little different location with a better view other than over my head. And then I know somebody said it was already posted on the one of the Skywarn pages, the image of the wall cloud. But, yeah, it was definitely a rotating wall cloud, persistent rotation with upward motion. It's starting to dissipate now as it moves off to my east.
Attention, severe thunderstorm, warning.
National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Boone County in north-central Illinois, northeastern Ogle County in north-central Illinois, southeastern Winnebago County in north-central Illinois, until 4:15 p.m. At 3:16 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Stoneman Valley and moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding and trees. Locations impacted include Rockford Airport, Rockford, Loves Park, Cherry Valley and New Milford. Other locations affected. Rock Valley College. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
WX9NCS repeater.
Northern Illinois Skyway, our counties are under warning. Stand by for information. Here comes pager tone, volume down. Okay, here we go, warning number one. Warning number one, the National Weather Service has issued in Chicago at 3:19 p.m. The Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Boone County, northeastern Ogle, and Winnebago until 4:15. Severe thunderstorm was located near Stillman Valley, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour, 60 mile per hour, quarter size hail. This is warning number two. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for northern Boone, northeastern Winnebago, and northeastern, correction, northwestern McHenry until 4. A severe thunderstorm was located near Loves Park, moving northeast at 25. Hazards are 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Can I get a list of stations in the affected area, please? Call now.
Charlie 9, Lima, Quebec, Bravo. Woodstock, roughly 14 and, Woodstock Road or Kishwaukee Road, whichever you prefer.
Okay, can I get anybody else that's in their call sign and location?
This is Kilo Charlie Niner, Whiskey Oscar, 20th and Danielson, just west of the airport.
Copy WWO, next please.
9TIL, Rockford, Perryville, and Newburgh, mobile at the moment.
Alright, we're going to hold right there. KC9WWO at the airport, I believe you said. Are you seeing anything to your south?
Nothing of a severe nature, just dark clouds and light rain.
Okay, thanks. Anybody else in that area? Call sign and location and any reports if anybody's got them. Okay, stand by. Northern Illinois Skywarn right now. This is not going to be it, folks. Looks like we're going to have some stuff later on. We got a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for all the areas. Right now, I'm assuming we're going to get some people coming with reports out of Stevenson County. I don't need those right now. I do not request reports out of Stevenson County at this time, unless they are of severe criteria. Right now, I want to focus our area on southern and eastern Winnebago County and then northern Boone. This is Net Control, K9TSU.
Net Control, WCW.
Go ahead.
For the last several minutes, I've been watching an apparent wall cloud kind of come together. Looks like it's tightening up a little bit. At this point, I cannot see if there's rotation or not. Location is 2 miles southwest of Cherry Valley, KC9WCW.
At 2 miles southwest Cherry Valley, which direction were you looking?
Looking southwest.
Copy. Stations stand by unless it's an emergency traffic. You ought to make a phone call. Control to WCW. Sorry about the redundancy. Did you say you were looking southwest?
Net control, that is affirmative. I was looking southwest. KC9 WCW.
copy that. I'll get it straight one of these days. At 15, about approximately 15:33 to 35, I got you looking 2 miles southwest of Cherry Valley, looking to the southwest area. Unconfirmed rotation, but looks like a forming wall cloud. Let us know if you see anything. At this time, net control to all local spotters. I'd like to ask everybody to hold it unless it's severe reports only or borderline severe, such as wall clouds like we just heard from Jeremy. I appreciate it, Jeremy. If anybody's in the affected area and needs a weather update or a radar update to better coordinate yourself, let me know. This is Control at 1535. Currently, our main areas of effect are going to be drawing a line from Byron to Rockford to McChesney Park, southeast, and then also just north of the Poplar Grove area. Those are our main concerns at this time. Both are under a severe thunderstorm warning. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in event for Winnebago, in effect for Winnebago County until 4 p.m. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 p.m. And we also have a severe thunderstorm warning for another part of Winnebago County until 4:15. This is net control standby. It must be emergent. This is net control. Hold on. This is net control. KV9MBD, are you on yet? Will, are you on? Any other net control operators capable at the moment for a second?
Yeah, I'm here, Vince. Go ahead. KV9NBD.
I just got a severe thunderstorm warning, and I've got some interesting stuff out my window. Can you hold it for just about 5 minutes here?
I will do my best.
I think I have a wall cloud near my location. I will have the radio on in the background. If it gets totally 10:33, I'll jump on. K9TSU will be on portable. Northern Illinois Skyward Net Control Team, KV9MBD, and K9TSU.
K9SQR, I'm here if you need anything, son.
Will, if you could possibly take it instead of me, that would be very greatly appreciated. I said, I've got a 3-year-old that I've got to try and keep track of.
I'll do what I can.
I appreciate it greatly. KV9NBD, I'm going to be clear for a while.
KC9SQR, Northern Illinois Skywarn at control, standing by for any severe reports.
Yes. NTSC resuming.
KC9SQR, handing over net control to K9TSU.
Of anything in effect, everyone stand by for updates. The National Weather Service at 3:28 has issued a severe thunderstorm warning, which remains in effect for areas of Boone, areas of Winnebago, and areas of Ogle until 4:15. Severe thunderstorms located near southeast of Rockford. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Another one is that's under a warning is north of Belvedere, Boone County. We've also got a complex coming up from the Quad Cities. Warned. We're keeping a watch in effect until 10 p.m. A new severe thunderstorm warning update has just occurred. I'll just update a warning in a second. severe thunderstorm warning remains at 3:46 in effect for southwestern Boone, southeastern Winnebago, and northeastern Ogle counties until 4:15. A severe thunderstorm located near Rockford Airport is moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. This is NILSW control at 3:47.
Net control.
Station calling your call sign, please.
N9WEY, November 9, Whiskey Echo Yankee.
Go ahead.
Currently experiencing heavy rain mixed with pea-sized hail. Area of Alpine and Newburgh.
Alpine, Newburgh, and you said pea-sized?
Correct.
Thank you. 1550. This is Net Control. Do any and all spotters in southeastern Winnebago County. Can I get a list for you at this point? I'm going to be checking statuses down there.
This is Kilo Charlie Niner, Whiskey Whiskey Oscar. I'm just east of the airport here. We got some light ponding starting. No hail so far.
Copy that. Keep an eye out to your south. And also to your, I guess that would be your southeast a little bit. Just watch that area for me and watch for any like hail streaks or anything like that. It's showing sort of a strong hail signature on my radar.
Affirmative.
This is Net Control advising all spotters and deploy units that if I do not answer, I may lose power in a minute. It takes me about 45 seconds to switch to battery. So just everybody for information. New cell popping up in the Pecatonica area, starting to show possibility of hail at this time. TSC to Net Control operator. Correction. Stand by. The severe thunderstorm warning for Boone County. Severe thunderstorm warning for Boone County expired. We still have the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Boone. Correction, southwestern Boone. Southeastern Winnebago, northeastern Ogle, 4:15 p.m. 60 mile per hour wind, quarter size hail. Got a very strong cell on Milwaukee radar. Is X-ray zero. Possibility of 1-inch hail just west of Winnebago. Keep an eye on that one, folks. We'll see if that goes warned.
Control KC9 CQP.
TQP, go ahead. What was the time on those wall clouds you were seeing?
Good afternoon.
Those wall clouds had just been at least half hour, 45 minutes ago.
Copy that, thanks. Keep an eye out. You got another strong one coming through.
TGP monitor.
Stand by for emergency warning.
Attention, severe thunderstorm warning. Thunderstorm warning. Satellite WX9MCS repeater.
The following is the National Weather Service broadcast. The National Weather Service in Romeo Ville has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Boone County, Western McHenry, East Central Winnebago County until 5. At 0358, the severe thunderstorm was located near Cherry Valley, moving northeast at 25, 60 mile per hour wind gusts. Hail damage to vehicles can be expected. We expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Impacted locations break. Belvedere, Marengo, Harvard, Poplar Grove, Capron, and Union. South Boone County Fairgrounds and Rockford River Hawks Baseball. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest level of the floor or building. Stand by. Once again, we are fully active on the Northern Illinois Skywarn Net. The PLNS repeater is 114.8, 114.8. Currently, the area of concern is between a line south, is kind of over the Cherry Valley area, extending into Belvedere.
Control for 89TIL.
Go ahead.
The major to report, other than the wind has picked up a little, some light rain. Just want to let you know, I am south of Cherry Valley and Belvedere both, right off of Stone Quarry and Bates Road at the moment.
Copy that. Looks like Boone County right now is our main area of concern. Our secondary area of concern is northwest of Rockford, but there's no warning for northwest of Rockford.
Net control.
Identify yourself and go ahead.
Net control, November 9, Mike Charlie, Sierra Mobile. Time is 16:05 hours. Present location, just passing Anthony Road, mile marker 33 and 1/4, westbound I-90. To my 11 o'clock position, I do have possible wall clouds developing. It's trying to be getting itself organized, but I'm not close enough yet to tell if there's rotation.
All right, my power just went out. I copied the possible rotation. You're going to have to repeat the location for me, though.
Past Anthony Road, McHenry County, westbound I-90, now presently at the 32 and 3/4 mile marker going west towards Rockford. Possible wall cloud development to my 11 o'clock position. Can't tell if it's getting organized or not, but she's trying. Condition is myself.
All right, everyone stand by here unless emergency. Okay, K9 TSU 1607. I've got the possible wall cloud. Unsure if it's rotating though. Let us know if it does change. I'll keep an eye on the area on radar.
Net control, W9 EMS.
Go ahead, Dan.
I got kind of like a bit of a low hanging cloud going my southwest of here. It doesn't look like it's rotating, but I don't know if that's what he's referring to or not.
Yeah, it could very well be. Like I said, we'll keep an eye on it. I'm looking at it on radar. I'm not seeing rotation at this point, but I'm definitely going to keep an eye on it. Stand by here.
9 MCS update.
Go ahead.
Sir, just crossed the Boone County line here on 90 westbound. Yeah, what appeared to be that wall cloud has now detached itself from the main structure, but off to my left, it looks like another possible development on the far side. EMS, if you're looking at this thing, you're seeing, if it's to your southwest, to your right, you're seeing the beaver's tail. Look to the far, far left.
Okay, hold on a second here, guys. I see something on radar. Okay, right now, it looks like, let me drop a marker in relative area to Garden Prairie. If we look at this storm, exactly 9 nautical miles, so about 9 miles to the almost due west of Garden Prairie, just slightly south of Belvedere, kind of in that area, I'm showing some very weak radar indicated rotation. It's a very broad area, though, so that's possibly what some of this is originating from, but it's, like I said, it's very weak and quite broad. dynamic. Yeah, I see what you're referring to. The one cloud that we were talking about appears to be reattaching itself a little bit. If it's rotating, it's going extremely slow. I can't really tell if it's rotating or not.
Yeah, the cloud lowering is not rotating right now. But look immediately to the left of it. You got development.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay, and TGP, I cannot copy at all. Is there anything you can do to improve your signal?
Signal improved there.
That's a little better. Back off your mic a little bit. We might be able to copy. You're just quite scratchy.
I believe I see the location that you were seeing. You are in the very bad place, the very good floor, which is just inside the shoulder when it appears tonight.
Copying a little bit of route rotation. Are you able to get me on Facebook or give me a call or something like that?
CS?
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Sir, just passing the 27 and a quarter mile marker westbound I-90, just 2 miles east of Genoa Road. I'm directly underneath this thing. It's trying to organize, but there's absolutely no rotation I'm seeing with it right now. None whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm so close to it right now, I could just reach out the window and grab it.
Air Control, KC-9, TQP.
TQP.
On the truck radio now. I was just reporting earlier that broad base area you were talking about, I did see just south of Belvedere. From what my vantage point, it looked like it was slowly rotating, but I heard Eric report he didn't see rotation in it, so take it with what you will.
All right, I'll let the Weather Service know just the thing, keep an eye on it. It's possible that sections of it appear to be rotating while others don't. Like I said, it's showing some weak broad stuff on radar. Eric, if you're right under it, you might have an issue. You might be kind of hard of seeing it as well. Sean, I think you might be just a little bit farther away from it to help that out. So we're definitely going to watch that area.
Net Control, KC-9 VLS.
Go ahead.
We've got heavy rain and pea-sized hail at Central and Auburn in Rockford.
Copy, 1614. Attention spotters, we are under a severe thunderstorm watch. Until 10, Winnebago County, Boone County, and McHenry County are all under warnings. The severe thunderstorm warning that was in effect for southern Winnebago County has expired. We're still just looking at east central and then Boone County for the warning. Calling station, you are muffled, go ahead.
LQB, heavy rain is intermitting its beachside tail at 14 at Woodstock Road, Woodstock.
Okay, copy.
Skywarn condition, yellow.
We're going to back down our condition level to condition yellow. Just watching this kind of mess of a severe thunderstorm warning. Looks like a mess of mishmash of a couple of different hail cores moving its way eastward through Belvedere in Boone County area. Currently, Boone County and extreme east central Winnebago County are warned. Severe thunderstorm watch also in effect. Severe thunderstorm warning. Severe thunderstorm warning for the portion of Winnebago County has been dropped because it's moving out of the area. Boone County are still warned. Severe thunderstorm warning for east central Winnebago County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. However, additional strong thunderstorms are possible, and a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Boone and western McHenry counties until 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. At 4:17 p.m. Central Standard Time, a severe thunderstorm severe thunderstorm was located near Belvedere, moving east at 3:0. Hazards are 6-0 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Radar indicated. NILSW, net control of 1623. Stand by, a warning is going to be coming out for Wisconsin.
Attention, severe thunderstorm, warning.
Service in Milwaukee Sullivan has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Rock County in south central Wisconsin, east central Greene County in south central Wisconsin until 5 o'clock p.m. At 4:23 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Brodhead, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles as expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding entries. This severe thunderstorm will be near Evansville and Orfordville around 4:35 p.m., Footsville around 4:40 p.m., Janesville around 4:50 p.m., Moulton around 5 o'clock p.m. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Indianford, Hanover, Magnolia, Afton, and Fulton. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
WX9NCS repeater.
You guys heard it.
Skywarn condition yellow.
K9TSU control at 1630. Still possibility as the storm moves out of Boone County to get severe weather later on this evening, so we're going to keep an eye on it. At this time, I'm going to shut down the active net. Again, I'm going to shut down the active net. Next control operators, including myself, will be monitoring throughout the night for the duration of the watch, and we'll keep you updated. This is K9TSU, Northern Illinois Skywarn Net Control. Stand by for a severe thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service to our east. The National Weather Service in Chicago has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Western Lake County and McHenry County until 5:30. At 4:30 p.m., scattered severe thunderstorms were located in an area from Marengo to Union to near Woodstock, moving east at 2-0 miles per hour, looking at 6-0 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. All this is radar indicated. Locations impacted include following: Woodstock, Wonder Lake, McHenry, Island Lake, Piscatee Highlands, Christian Piscatee Highlands, Wakanda, Lake Zurich, Fox Lake, Huntley, Lakewood, Lake in the Hills, Hebron, Bull Lake, Prairie Grove, Oakwood Hills, McComb Lake, Holiday Hills, Richmond Towers Lake, and Sunnyside. McHenry County College, McHenry County Fairgrounds, Moraine Lake, Correction, Moraine Hills State Park. For your protection, move into your room on the lowest level of your floor and lowest level of your house and watch for 3. Not activating for that, just relaying it.
Skywarn condition. Yellow.
Severe thunderstorm. Warning. WX9MCS. Repeater.
Everybody stand by for just a second while I switch the repeater over to condition green. KB9NBD.
There is a risk for severe weather. Be alert for changing conditions.
Okay. Figured I'd do that since there's currently no severe weather in the area. Figure I'll just give everybody a quick update. I don't know if anybody's actually doing that right now, but I'll figure I'll just toss it out there since I noticed the repeater was still in yellow. There's nothing immediately in our vicinity for severe weather for the next foreseeable future. Tonight, looking at the computer models, tonight starting around midnight, maybe a little bit after, the risk for severe weather does come back. We'll see. There's a possibility, depending on how the what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center see, but I'm seeing actually pretty good shear, so we could end up with a tornado watch tonight. But we'll see. It's going to be an overnight, early morning type event. So everybody just kind of keep your ears open. Make sure you stay near a radio, weather radio, something to that effect. KB9NBD, I'll be monitoring.
NBD, this case on G Shard. Just for information, we're still under a tornado, severe thunderstorm watch, or still at 10 p.m. tonight for here in Stevenson County. Case on G Shard.
I forgot about that. I figured they had let it cancel or started cutting off some counties since it's pretty much done for us. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. I know that one's still 10 o'clock, so we'll see if they do anything with it, if they cancel it, upgrade or extend it. But time will tell, I suppose.
Okay, Sean, sounds good. The 7 o'clock report will be temperature report for Freeport will be coming up shortly, so I'm going to be listening, and then I'll call you back if I hear anything different. So, okay, send you share. We'll be clear.
All right, Jim. Have a good evening. KB9NBD.
KB9NBD, KB9MD, MBD, case on G Share.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Sean, just for your information, the National Weather Service of Quad Cities has just canceled the severe thunderstorm watch for Stevenson, Carroll, Joe Davis County.
Well, speak of the devil. Yeah, I kind of figured they'd start doing that here fairly soon. So I'll keep an eye open for to see if they do do it for Winnebago County. Wow. I love when my train derails in the middle of a transport. Oh, well. KB9NBD. I'm going to go back to monitoring. I've got some stuff I got to try and take care of this afternoon before stuff happens again, maybe.
Okay, Sean, sounds good. And the new Midland Weather Radio, which I bought at Walgreens on Thursday of last, on May 1st, when Channel 13 was there, was it works beautifully. So, talk to you later. KB9NBD, we'll be clear. We'll be monitoring.
This is K9 TLC Northern Illinois Skywarn to all spotters.
There is a risk for severe weather. Be alert for changing conditions.
Northern Illinois Skywarn to all local spotters. At this time, we are going to hold condition green. I have completed the test programming on the repeater, and the repeater is back in condition green. We have a tornado watch
one, two, three, four, five, six counties off to our west in Iowa. We are under a slight risk for severe weather all night tonight and tomorrow. Net Control Operators, calling Net Control Operators, please report your availability online for tonight. We may need to. I will be available, but we may need more than one. Possibility of some severe weather tonight. Been hearing some rumors, so to speak, about some relatively good wind shear profiles tonight. So I'm not saying tornadic weather for sure, but I'm just saying there is a possibility along with hail, wind, but maybe a brief spin up. So we'll wait and see. So we're going to keep an eye on it. We'll post you. Granted, it's nighttime, so sleep by a weather radio or something like that. Again, we'll keep you updated right here on the Northern Illinois Skywarn Repeater. We will activate for Winnebago, Boone, and Ogle counties, and we'll also activate for counties off to our west if the storms are coming our way. So we'll definitely keep you covered, so no worries. Just wait for the weather radio to go off if we do get any severe weather and jump right on here, and we will be here. This is K9TSA with Northern Illinois Skywarn at 9:41 p.m. Condition green. The repeater is open for normal use, but I'm clear.